And it might get worse before it gets better. And if we as consumers, as an individual, if you don't protect yourself, if you don't do something differently, if you don't change your behavior, you're going to find yourself in a really, really bad place. Because, you know, if you're already in credit card debt, every single time that the Federal Reserve, every time they raised interest rates, that's not just for mortgages. That's not just for loans, auto loans. Every time they raise that interest rate, your credit card interest rate went up.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to and watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Well, we're just past Black Friday. It's actually Cyber Monday. Credit card debt is zooming out of control, hitting into all-time highs going into the holidays. What does it mean for you? What does it mean for the economy, for the global economy? And what do you do about it? Paul Oster is with us now, bettercredit.com. Hey, Paul, it's great to have you back on the show. So it seems like there's no limit to the amount of debt the American consumer will ring up.
Well, and it's, you know, particularly troublesome on today, because what most people will do if they're shopping online for Cyber Monday is use a credit card and not a debit card. So the best case scenario would be that they actually use a debit card. I actually recommend getting a prepaid gift card, right? And this will do a couple of different things. This will keep you on budget, right? So you have to do some mental math and figure out exactly how much money you can afford to spend during this holiday season. And listen, if you're already in credit card debt, that number might be zero. Maybe you can't afford to buy any gifts this year, and it's okay. If you ask the person, if you're, you know, troubled with the fact that you might not be able to afford it, ask the person that you were going to buy that gift for what you bought them last year. You probably don't remember, and they probably don't remember. So it's not that big of a deal. People tend to put way much more pressure on themselves during the holidays. But let's say you come up with a number and you say, I can afford to spend $200 this holiday season. I'll be able to pay it back over the next 30 days. The longest time it should take you to pay off a debt is 90 days. You have 3 months to pay off any new balances that you're going to put on a credit card, because if you don't, whatever you spend, it's not $200 anymore. After the first 30 days, that becomes $220. Then it becomes $250, and it just keeps growing. So you have to start with a plan. You have to have some type of budget in place, and you have to be able to figure that out mathematically. I always say this, it's not complicated. Right? I'm not saying it's easy, but it's not complicated either. How much money do you make every single week, every single month, and how much are your expenses? And if there's some money left over that you can afford to spend on the holidays, that's great. Just try not to go over that number. So be disciplined about it. And one of the easiest ways, again, to do that is to buy a gift card. When the gift card is empty, you're done. That's a great approach.
That's the end of the gifts, right?
It is. And listen, it will also help, you know, lessen the threat of cybersecurity, right? Right now, these bad actors, these identity thieves, these fraudsters are out there. They're capturing people's credit card information, debit card information. And that's one of the problems with using a debit card online. They will have direct access to your checkings and savings accounts. So you have to be really careful about using those cards on websites. They have gotten so good at creating fictitious websites. They look exactly like Best Buy, Amazon, Walmart. You think you're on their website, but you're not. And you're actually giving them all of your information. So if you use a gift card, The very worst case scenario is they only have access to that gift card. Mm-hmm. So just be really careful. Do not click on links. If you see ads on social media that are just too good to be true, it is too good to be true. It's called clickbait. They're trying to get you to click on this site. They can infect your computers with malware and viruses, and that leads to a whole other host of problems. So just be really diligent. And what happens is life happens. So we're running around in this frenzied pace right now, and we do things that we wouldn't normally do. So take a deep breath, take a step back, take your time. If and when you're going to have to do this today, take your time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but how many people are really going to listen to this, Paul?
Well, look, all I've been trying to do for the past 20 years is change people's behaviors. And this year is like no other year. Kerry, I hear it all the time. Paul, we've been down this road before. We've been here before. We're going to get through this. We've never been where we are today. We've never been down this road before. We're not even on the road. We're off the road. You know, we're in a path somewhere.
Off the tracks.
We are off the tracks, right?
Train is off the tracks.
The world economy, the macro economy, the economy in the United States is not good. And it might get worse before it gets better. And if we as consumers, as an individual, if you don't protect yourself, if you don't do something differently, if you don't change your behavior, you're going to find yourself in a really, really bad place. Because, you know, if you're already in credit card debt, every single time that the Federal Reserve, every time they raised interest rates, that's not just for mortgages. That's not just for loans, auto loans. Every time they raised that interest rate, your credit card interest rate went up. We were somewhere closer to 15% before all of these rate hikes. Now we're closer to 20%. And if you just had the average credit card debt is now over $5,000. And if you have a $5,000 credit card debt and you only make the minimum payment, it would take you over 20 years to pay off $5,000. And at the end of that 20 years, you didn't pay back $5,000. You paid back more than double. It's like $12,000. So this is where people have to understand how credit card debt works and why it's so, so troublesome.
Yeah, it just seems to multiply like electronically, like rabbits, you know?
Well, it kind of does, right? Because it's daily compounding interest. And here's a quick lesson on daily compounding interest. It does multiply. Every single day, your balance is recalculated on the previous day's balance. And every single day, the interest is added to that balance. So tomorrow's balance is going to be higher. If you don't spend another dollar, your balance increases every single day. Mm-hmm. So that is how people get into trouble very, very quickly with credit card debt. Again, listen, I get it, right? We're in the holidays. Yeah, if you have to spend some money, okay. But start to put together some type of plan to get yourself out of credit card debt. And maybe you have to pick up a second job. You get a side gig. You get a side hustle for the amount of time that it's going to take you to pay off your credit card debt. Yeah. Because if you're not going to increase your income, then you have to decrease your expenses. And you and I, we've spoken about this. Mm-hmm. The easiest way to do that are all these subscriptions that we have.
Yeah.
Netflix, Spotify, Hulu, Roblox, Xbox, PS4, all of these, Prime this, Prime that, music, videos. Mm-hmm. And that for a small family, that could add up to hundreds of dollars a month.
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars a month. So if you cut your subscriptions, and I'm not saying you have to do it for the rest of your life, I'm saying you have to do it until you're out of credit card debt.
Right. All right. I like it. I wish more of you out there would listen, because it really does make a big difference, doesn't it?
Well, it sure does. And again, maybe even consider if you own your house, if you own your home. And I know mortgage interest rates, you see it in the news every single day, they're at 8%. Well, 8% is better than 28%. So if you have the ability to do a cash out refi, if you have the ability to get a home equity line of credit to pay off that high interest credit card debt, If you own your own home, you should only have one debt service, and that is your mortgage. And if you need to take out a second mortgage to do it, because there's some tax benefits that are associated with doing it that way. And it's, again, 8% is better than 20%, 28%, right? So if you have the ability to tap into the equity of your home, that might be a way to get out of credit card debt. If you can take a small loan against your 401k, that might help. If you're still putting money into your 401k, but you're carrying thousands of dollars in credit card debt, it doesn't make sense, right? Because you're not getting the same return on your money in a 401k that you're spending to keep, to carry that debt. So maybe you pause your 401k, Roth IRAs, your retirement contributions. You pause that for a little while, again, until you're out of credit card debt. That should be the number one focus. Don't wait till next year, right? We hear it all the time during this time of the year. Paul, 2024, I'm going to change this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to, well, do it now. Do it today. Because if you're really serious about doing it, you don't wait until January 1. Put the plan together and execute it today.
Yeah. Hey, it's never too early, right?
No. It's only too late. I mean, the best time to do it was 6 months ago. The second best time is today. So the right message now, really, for today, change your behavior and be very proactive about dealing with your credit card debt.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And you're like so emphatic about it, Paul, that people have to stand up and take notice. If you've got credit card debt out there and it's getting out of control, because eventually it'll overwhelm you, and then your only choice will be bankruptcy, right?
That's right. And listen, bankruptcy is not the end of the world. And again, I'll go back. I think you and I have spoken about this. One of the biggest tragedies that happens across the world, and certainly in the United States, it happens all the time. People actually commit suicide because they're in debt, or they commit crimes because they're in debt. You don't have to do that. If you're eligible for a bankruptcy, it's not the end of the world. It's actually, or the end of your life. It's the beginning of your new debt-free life.
Yeah.
So if you're struggling with this and there's really no end in sight, you're just buried under this debt and the stress of the debt, reach out to a reputable bankruptcy attorney. Contact betterqualified.com. We have bankruptcy attorneys all over the country, right? So the consultation and analysis is free. So we will figure out what is the best plan for you. And in 20 years, thank God I've never had to say to somebody, we can't help you. Because as long as you're willing to help yourself, there is a plan that we can put in place to help every single person in this country get out of debt.
Okay. And it's time to make that plan a reality in 2024. Stop waiting for something to happen that isn't, and take action on it. I mean, that's the best thing you can do. Hey, just tell us again where we find you again, Paul.
Go to betterqualified.com. Again, the consultation and analysis is free. It's a very, very brief phone call to at least figure out what we can and can't do to help every single person, every one of your listeners and viewers. There is a plan that we can put together for every single person that will help them get out of debt, improve their credit, right? Your credit scores have always cost or saved you money every single day, every single week, every single month. In this environment, your credit scores are going to cost you even more money than they used to. So if you're not a 740 credit score or higher, you need to call us, because that's where every single person needs to be. And look, it's not easy to be a 740 credit score. But the reality is, if you're a 720, it will cost you more money. If you're a 700, it costs you even more. 680, 660, go all the way down into the 600s. And man, that score is costing you more money every single day for the same exact thing that your neighbor, you go out and buy the same exact car as your neighbor. If you're at a 680 and they're at a 780, they're going to spend hundreds of dollars less every single month for the same exact car. When you talk about the financing and the insurance let's remember, insurance is directly tied to your credit now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a lower credit score, it can almost be double. Your policy and premium payments can be double if you have bad credit.
Really?
So let's get everybody, you know, let's figure out how to help people improve their credit scores, and let's help people figure out how to get out of credit card debt.
All right. I like it. And I think the time to do it is now. So, hey, you should definitely get in touch with Paul. If you got a question for me or Paul, shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. And the link to Paul's site will be in the show notes of this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. So when you go there, just click that link. While you're there, sign up for your free newsletter. Paul, always a pleasure and really great advice for what hopefully will be a better new year ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for having me back on.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.